What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to another lovely, way too full version of Jaybird Watching here this evening. We are the official podcast of jaysjournal.com, part of Fansided, and tonight we have Jays Journal here with our normal gang of Brendan Panikkar, Chris Key, and Adam Corsair. So, Jays Journal fellas, how we doing?
Very good, thank you.
Very good.
And a shout out.
Miserable.
So, that's just because there's no baseball still, and we have to have fun, weird game nights like this. So, anyways, as I mentioned, we got the normal gang here, and we have Jays Journal here with us as well. Tyson, let's kick off with you as you're our. I'm going to let you be our first guest for this night and have your moment of what's up and what you do in a normal day here, and your moment of shine here, and then we'll go around the table with the Jays Journal guy. And we'll dive into our guest that Blue Jay game.
All the pressure, first off. So I'm Tyson Trusbich. I'm one of the co-editors over at Jays Journal. Been writing for a couple years and started doing the co-editor job alongside Chris here for about almost a year now. Love touching on a bunch of different topics. Really like looking at the prospect in the farm system, stirring the pot a little bit with some opinions and outtakes. Just overall, I love talking about the Blue Jays. So happy to be here. Thank you for having us. This is a fantastic idea, and hopefully we kick some butt.
We're all like team. To stir the pot just as much as anybody else, Chris. Just saying. So if you and Tyson are going to get along really, really well, Mr. Key.
Oh, good.
What, so, Chris Henderson? What are you talking about?
Never. As he's wearing as Robbie Ray. Too tight shirt.
I gotta slow down on the beer.
Chris Henderson.
I should have wore the
Chris Henderson. You've been on the show a few times.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having us back and welcoming several other faces. We're trying out to see how much your bandwidth can handle as many people as possible here. But so glad to join you.
We're going to touch on my Western New York internet.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, I'm a co-editor at Jays Journal. Been there for probably too long at this point. Let's be honest. Been there for a long time. I think this is year seven since I was a contributor for a year under Keegan Matheson back when he used to be an editor, and then I was promoted, I think, about 6 years ago now. So it's been a lot of fun doing lots of writing for a long time. It's kind of staggering, really. I look back and see how much time people have actually spent reading my nonsense. But happy to be here and looking forward to wasting you in this competition. Gotta get some redemption for that ugly 49ers hat that's on.
Oh, there it is. Spoken like a true Packers fan, just saying.
Yes.
So why don't we move on to our other two gentlemen here from Jay's Journal. Evan, how about you introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been with Jay's Journal and, you know, whatever you want to talk about for a minute.
Sounds good. So I've been with Jay's Journal since November. It's been really fun. I've been reading them since I was in started high school, and I'm fourth year university now, which is pretty surreal. A lot of fun. Love getting out there, writing about, I mean, you know, I talk about this stuff for fun, right? So it's fun when I get my opinions out there. It's just, you know, stir up the community. All fun, and, you know, it's cool seeing everyone's beautiful faces now, because usually it's just with the guys on Twitter and taking myself too seriously. So it's pretty fun.
Blue Jays Twitter can be a treacherous place, Evan. Just saying. Or at least a lot of fun time.
I've got that. Yeah, I know. I've enjoyed it so far.
There you go. So, Frank, last but not least.
All right, Frank Perlow. I started with Jay's Journal actually in November as well. So it's been an awesome time. It's something new to me. Been wanting to dive into something like this for quite some time. You know, typical Jays fan since I was a kid, born and raised Blue Jays, played baseball, and always wanted to take it to a different platform, and it's been pretty interesting. The internet is a very interesting place. You learn pretty quickly, but it's been a good time. Written a few articles so far for Jays Journal during this interesting lockout, but happy to be here with everyone here. Put some faces to the name. I think I just shook Tyson there a little bit there.
He said lockout, and I went,
oh, God.
Yeah, so just happy to be here. This should be a good time.
All right. So the gang that with me here at Jaybird Watching already knows the game a little bit, obviously. We have talked to you guys a little bit over the last week here through Tyson, and we're going to play Guess That Blue Jay pod verse writers, and we're gonna see what happens as far as whenever we go through eight players with three different clues each for each team. And while we're doing this, like I said, we might have a little bit of a leg up the fact that we tried this already last week and we were all horrible at it.
I think we're screwed.
I'm trying to look for the scoreboard for last week.
Okay, I look at these guys. I'm looking at the screen. These guys know their shit. We're just faked.
It's true. It's
I'm
true.
Just shocked how long it took you guys to get Frank Thomas on your last episode. Or like that's the part I watched. I'm just like,
there is some embarrassing.
What's the matter with you?
The
guys,
Mark Lowe one had me screaming at.
Oh yeah.
What are you thinking? Yeah. I had Drew Storen. I was yelling, Drew Storen, Drew Storen.
The Mark it's tough. It's tough in the moment. It is super tough in the moment.
You're in the hot
seat.
Yeah,
I talked a big game at the moment. So me, I'm gonna watch this.
Yeah. As Chris gets 1 point on the board for his team this evening, we'll see how well it works. So, but for those that are the Blue Jays fans that were diligent enough to be listening to this podcast during a lockout last episode, yeah, we're on the 2 week bye week now because of this whole fun with the lockout. But the name of the game, like I said, is we're going to bring up clues. Depending on which clue we get the answer on, that'll be how many points. So we're going to give you three clues. If you get it on the first clue, you get 3 points. Second clue, 2 points, and so on and so forth. And after we go through, you know, like I said, eight players each, we're going to see where we tally up and go from there. And correct me if I'm wrong, did Brendan win last week? So he's the reigning champion at this game?
Yeah, by one point.
Yeah, one stinking there, point, Chris. Like two tiebreakers, two OTs. So yeah, it was just like every football game this past weekend. So, all right. Jay's Journal, I'm going to give you guys the benefit of the doubt that you won the coin toss. Do you want or accept the fact that you're going to be able to take the clues first?
Hey, if you accept, you're going to win because that's what happened to the Bills.
Bro.
I had to. That was just low-hanging fruit, man.
Is there a way to shut all your screens and our team can kind of discuss whether we want to take the first one or not?
Nah. Do we have to go for seniority here and just let Chris
pick go seniority? Ahead, Chris. He goes with it.
Oh, I think we got to be the home team. We guessed last.
Okay. Done. So to that point, then, one of you Jay's Journal gentlemen will now punt a question our way. So if one of you want to figure out who wants to go first here, I'll get the order written down.
We each have three players or two players.
So you have. I was hoping that you would each have two players, but with a third one in case your guy, you know, gets taken, because obviously there's going to be enough flying around here game-wise.
For sure.
So we're only using a player once unless your clues are so vaguely different. But, you know, you say backflip, Jose Bautista is going to be taken, just saying.
Carlos had a pretty good one. Point, threw that bat like a toothpick.
Yes, he did.
So... like I said, as far as Jay's Journal goes, one of you guys wants to go first and ask the Jay Bird Watching podcast people questions first, then.
You know,
everybody all at once.
Evan, I nominate you. You go first.
Done.
Okay. That sounds like a lot of fun. That's good.
That's a leader right there. Yeah. Delegate that work.
You first. Okay. So you were the first one to put one in, so you first one to... Now say it out.
Yeah, it sucks when you're so eager and you're trying to have fun, eh? Comes back.
That sounds awesome. Right. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, precisely. Okay. The first clue, my guy played for six teams.
Six teams. Mm-mm. Matt Stairs?
No.
It's not what a bad guess.
Thank you.
Yeah, Matt Stairs is like the biggest beauty in Blue Jays history, I think, also. Do I get told when to say the next cue?
No, you could probably go now.
Okay. The first one usually flies by pretty quick.
Yeah. Okay, he won three gold gloves and three silver sluggers.
Three gold gloves, three silver sluggers. And you're not clarifying if any of those were with the Blue Jays, right?
No. No clarification.
He must have listened to last week's episode.
He's making it tough.
Yeah.
Thought we could weasel something out of him there.
Yeah, I'm just a kid, right? So I'm still doing my homework.
Good man.
Okay, how about Orlando Hudson?
No, not Orlando Hudson. Yeah.
I didn't think he played for that many major league teams, and he came close on a couple silver sluggers, just saying.
Three silver sluggers, three gold gloves. I have a feeling that it's somebody in the outfield.
That was my leaning, too.
V-Dub.
No, Vernon Wells only played for three teams,
three
right?
Teams?
Yeah. Yankees, Angels, and Blue Jays.
He bounced around a lot there at the end, I felt like. That's why I had to ask.
They, you know how they post, like, screenshots of the awards and the accomplishments for the players without giving their name, like, guess? I saw one for Vernon Wells, and I was the first one to guess, and it was electric. Everyone went crazy. It had, like, 11 likes. It was a highlight of 2021.
Brendan, I see the gears turning up there. Throw something out.
No, I can't. I need another clue myself.
So we're going for the easy clue now.
Craig, I feel like this one's more up your alley. I feel like it's an outfielder, and I feel like it's somebody from back in the day.
I love how you just insta marked me as old with that.
Hold on.
Adam's only like 5 minutes younger than I am.
Yeah, back in the day is relative, okay? Because I'm 36. Back in the day, like, I just saw a meme that, you know, me growing up in the 90s, going back, like, looking at the 60s is the same now of kids in 2020 looking back to the 90s. Yeah. And it fucking blew my mind.
Oh, God. Meanwhile, I'm the one that's 37, and I got freaking Judas Priest and Meatloaf. Yeah, there's a Meatloaf album on that wall right there, just saying. Yeah.
Not even the least bit surprised.
Colby Rasmus back in the day for me. Like,
I'm saying Colby Rasmus.
There you go.
That guy, I look back fondly and remember Sergio Santos. Like,
yes.
It's a different day and age.
Yeah, so ancient is like Alex Rios right now.
See, and that's
I'm pretty sure he was on, like, Alex Rios is written on, like, pyramids and shit. Like,
that's why he's screwing with us.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's all game.
I'm going to do one last one here, and I'm just going to say Jesse Barfield.
No, it's not Jesse Barfield.
Yeah, I thought
Barfield. Okay, now I'm out. One. Go for it.
Yeah, go with the last one.
Give it away.
I need the last clue.
He only played 13 games with the Jays.
Oh, damn.
Oh, well, that ruins it.
13 games with the Jays.
This is almost as bad as you wanted to do Mike Napoli earlier. I'm just saying.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut right now. But I'm going to say it.
I remember when you submitted this one, and I went, ooh, that's a tough one.
That look on Tyson's face is that's just mean.
Yeah. Man, 13 games with the Jays.
So I'm thinking this I could even think that it would be a Gold Glove. Go ahead.
It had to have been. I'm thinking a trade candidate, right?
Ricky Henderson.
No,
he played for more than 16.
He won a World Series.
he played for more than 16.
As far as the stat column is concerned, it would have shown only since the trade deadline. And you know what I mean? Yeah. it wouldn't have counted those games for the playoffs.
Was there somebody that got that came on a one-year deal or something and got hurt right at the beginning of the year?
That's my thought, too.
Kirby.
We're in the Corey Koskinen game already.
Who was the dude that came that played for San Diego that played shortstop, came with Scott Rolen in that same year? What was his name? Played for the Padres, shortstop. And then the year, what's his name?
David Eckstein?
That's yeah. Like.
No, wouldn't be him, I don't think.
No, wait, he didn't. Played, still
sharp, Eckstein sluggers. Played a whole season.
He played more than 16.
Yeah.
And he's not a silver slugger.
I think Evan just made sure he embarrassed the Jaybird watching team.
Yeah, he did.
Right, what do we got? I tap.
I think I'm tapped too. I have no idea.
Okay.
This man is a World Series champion. Should be in the Hall of Fame, in my opinion. It's Dave Parker.
Ooh, who the fuck is that?
Dave Parker. Long time Super Parker Philly.
I'm 11 years old and I know who Dave Parker is.
I told you, it was a tough one.
He smoked you, Chris, is all I heard. At least I know who Dave Parker is because I'm an old fuck, you know?
Very cool documentary on Dave Parker. I was very impressed.
Dave Parker was a really cool guy. I honestly forgot.
There was a lot of classic rock music and it was, it was a good time. Dave Parker's a cool guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So I don't think any of mine are as hard as that. So Chris, Adam, Brendan, who wants to be the
rebuttal? No, Brendan by far had the hardest list.
Fine. I'll start. Yeah. I'll go with my.
Brendan was out for
leaving the easy ones for later.
All right. All right. The first.
Wait. That's a good point. What? Should we burn through the easy ones, right? Because we want them to be lured into a state of comfort in the beginning, and then later on, we burn them with all the hard
ones. Their strategy is gone.
Eventually,
because they're gonna be like,
we gotta hold up, have a defensive stop here, and pull it out. We're all at 0-0 going into the second round.
All right. I just want them to think, oh, we're up 10-0. Oh, we're gonna smoke these fucks, and then like, nope, Brendan's list.
Yeah,
played 13 games while I was still shitting my pants.
As long as I see that BBR up. Bills in the background, I'm not worried about the end of the game.
Yeah, I'm closing it now. I was genuinely curious to see what this guy was all about. And yeah, he's a player.
All right. I was going to say, to Evan's point, should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's criminally underrated. He was one of the first guys really to come out, and he played with so much personality, and I think he was persecuted for it, which is unfortunate, but. Yeah, he was sick. Yeah. And, you look at him with the Pirates or the Reds. He was unreal.
Just to say, his card in MLB The Show is the shit. Just saying.
Yes, I know. Yes, it is. I love playing with his cards. And then I think last year, it came out too late and it sucked. And I just wasn't good enough to play with that late. But, you're absolutely right.
See, and that's what the next generation, like, not to, play on this whole I'm old and you're young and you have a lot to look forward to, and it's all downhill for me. But but that's how the new generation. That's the cool thing is the new generation knows some of the old players
because MLB the Show.
That's true. And even myself, I've learned about players. Like, and I've been an old stat nerd for however many years that you can count to. But anyway, carrying it.
Yeah. There you go. All right, BP.
All right, let's do it. All right, clue number one. I played for the Blue Jays from 2000 to 2004, and I'm a position player, but barely played in the field.
2000 to 2004. Is there any limit to guesses? That was my only other question I forgot to ask.
Nope.
Okay.
Nah. Just don't be that dick and just keep going. Put some thought into it.
One guess per round is
yeah, acceptable. That's fair.
Nah. Just keep going like this, you know, stroke the beard, get the brain moving.
Yeah.
Or if you works. Yes, and you want the next clue, just shout at me and I'll give you the next one.
I'll take it. And you said a position player that barely played. Man.
Evan, this is where you get your Vernon Wells answer there. I promise you, you'll get 3 likes on Twitter from your teammates.
That's what I do it for. Right? I do it for the people. So, yeah, I need it.
I don't.
Democratic.
Yeah.
2000 to 2004.
Okay. I got nothing.
Yeah, all right, ready for clue 2?
Let's do it. Clue 2.
In 2002, I finished 6th in Rookie of the Year voting.
Ha, not so easy, is it, fuckers?
Too early.
Okay, well, AJ Burnett.
Not my brain.
No, he was there longer than that.
Oh, I remember it's a position player.
It was later.
You said he was a
position player. Position player.
Sixth in MVP voting? Sixth in MVP?
Rookie of the year.
In 2002?
Yep.
Okay, so he came up with them. 2004, bench player. Huh.
But he barely, well, if he was 2002, he barely played, but he was 6. Exactly. So he flamed out then.
That, or in 2001, sent up and down for him to be rookie status in 2002.
But to be out at 2004, either as a trade or a flame out. And the Blue Jays weren't competitive, so you would think a flame out.
You're getting warmer with some of those thoughts.
We've covered
Brendan, shush.
Hey, I'm being hospitable.
Oh, you're being the nice host. I get it.
Russ Adams? No.
No.
No, he wasn't. No.
See, and this is my weakness for remembering like what year guys were like, because I'm thinking this a name, and then I'm like, no, he played in like 10 years before that. Like, what's the matter with me? So I'll probably.
Been around since 1977. Just there's 25 people every year.
It's not like we have 120 years to go back.
I think clue 3 is in the cards.
Right. Hang on. We got tickets.
I'm realizing this is harder than it looks when you're in the middle of it. When I watched you guys on the last one, you guys had a question with Brad Fulmer, and I just kept screaming at my screen like, how do these guys not know what's Brad?
I got it eventually.
Yeah, okay. 2002.
I love how Henderson's like, calm the fuck down, young bloods. Hold on.
I was 7 in 2002, okay?
I'm trying to remember. Well, yeah, but you've read about shit that happened before you were born, so relax.
The world existed.
But barely.
Yeah.
Out of them one. So I'm struggling.
Yeah, no, man. I should know better than this, but... I don't know. I can let it go if you guys don't have a guess. Right.
Yeah, right. I'm good for a third clue.
All right. I am the all-time home run leader for players born in Alaska.
Oh, shit. That's the easy one. That's
what the hell is that?
Oh, my God. That is called a shit clue. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't think so. I mean, you got to narrow it down. There's not too many players who played in the MLB from Alaska.
Yeah, I have no idea. That doesn't help.
Count them out like this many fingers.
I lost one. 2002. Alex Gonzalez.
No, not a bad guess, though.
That's too late, though. Late night.
He was gone by then.
That mold of a player, probably, though.
Yeah.
Similar-ish,
Rookie of the Year, so it came up in the Blue Jays organization. Most likely. So hypothetically, no, I have no idea.
Take a random stab in the dark, at least.
Yeah,
David Eckstein. Even though I know that's not it.
Nope.
Well, don't take a guess like that.
my guess was so bad, my camera turned off. it was bad. No.
When your default answer is Munori Kawasaki, you're not going to win this game. I don't think.
The
just
nice
saying.
Thing, Evan and Frank, is that you can't have a worse guess than that. So from here, you guys take.
No. Yeah. All right. You guys go around the room, and you each get one shot in the dark here. All right, Evan or Chris just or Frank, you're up. Balls.
Oh. I was nothing.
Tap out.
I have nothing. I wasn't even hard. I didn't really have a conscience. Like
okay.
Yeah, Mr. Dave Parker over here is saying he doesn't have a conscience.
Yeah. No.
I blacked out.
Okay.
I didn't do any.
Are you guys tapping out?
Are you guys done?
Josh Phelps.
I love Josh Phelps. I
would have never guessed that.
Yeah. No. I should have thought.
Of that. Oh, from Alaska.
Used to love watching him,
man. That's why I was
from Alaska. Yeah. Oh, you said 2002 rookie of the year. I was thinking 2001.
So, what, correct right, me if I'm wrong, wasn't Eric Hinsky the actual rookie of the year 2002?
Hinsky won it, yeah.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't like completely bah. So, okay, boys, we're each throwing a shutout so far. We already had Evan go, and it is now somebody else's turn.
I'll give it a go. I got one.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right.
Okay, so the sorry, I just got to get my clue back up. Here we go. So two seasons with the Blue Jays in 2008 and 2009.
Mm-hmm.
Two seasons in 2008, 2009. They signed as a free agent.
I'll give that. They signed as a free agent.
Okay.
2008, and then 2009, and then they were gone.
I drank a lot during those 2 years.
I'm not drunk enough to remember what the hell was going on in those 2 years.
I had an idea, but Marco Scudero.
It is Marco Scudero.
Yes!
Oh, yeah!
My God. And the JBW is on the board. Was that the first clue?
That was the first clue. And see, I was hoping it would make it because the last clue is he was the last player to wear number 19 before Jose Bautista.
Yeah.
There you go. So what was your middle clue, just to be that guy, because I'm curious now.
He left the team in free agency and quickly retired, like within a couple seasons.
What was he rocking? Was he rocking 23 at that time?
I think it was something in the 20s.
I think it was 23, or was it 29? Oh. No, I think it was 23.
It was something in the 20s, and then as soon as Scudero left, he pretty much
got 19.
It.
Yeah.
My other guess going to be Alex Gonzalez, the other Alex Gonzalez, because he was there around that time frame too.
I was not expecting it to come out with Marco Scudero so quickly. I was not ready for that.
I gotta ask, when he said he came as a free agent, is that what helped you there, or like?
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know what? After Dave Parker,
yeah.
After Dave Parker, I thought I would give it a little easier.
Oh, I appreciate
that.
I got more on my sleeve.
I got one more stupid one up.
Yeah, now I'm going with my harder one next time because
geez,
my God.
All right, we got my hard one, so I don't know, Adam, Craig, or Chris, who you guys want to go?
I'll go. I'll do a softball. All right, you guys are youngins, young bloods. All right, finished his major league career with Toronto in 2009.
Okay. That's literally at least 30 people. I don't know.
The glory years of 2009.
No guess?
Going full Angry Bird on you, fellas. Just saying.
This one's fun.
He was old.
That's Rod Brajas.
Oh, he retired.
No. Take a guess. Why not?
Yeah. Nothing?
No, I'll go for the next clue.
Okay. Only played with the Jays for one season.
Well, that narrowed it down.
The year he retired.
Did a lot of those guys in that time period.
Yeah.
That wasn't Matt Stairs.
No.
Stairs was around for a couple of years, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, he bounced around to the Phillies and whatnot.
Did after, yeah.
Good time period, though.
My go. Go-to guess is going to be David Eckstein. I don't know. Nope. It's not right.
Next clue. This is the easy clue.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
This
is the easy clue. He was barred from the MLBPA.
Played for the Blue Jays.
There's a specific reason why he was barred from the MLBP.
Pete Rose.
Legendary comeback. There.
It's not Carlos.
Just the Players Association. Obviously, you
were. Yeah.
Trying to think of who had controversy.
Controversy didn't necessarily happen during that time.
Mm-hmm.
Zahn played more than 1 year for the Blue Jays, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't retire with them either.
Right.
I think he retired in Oriole.
Yeah, he did. Right. Yeah. I'm just trying to think of that era of the team.
I think we tried to erase that from our memories.
Last season, 2009, retired, and now he's barred from the PA.
He had been barred from the PA. He was barred from the PA. He was never represented by the PA. Nothing? Tapping?
I don't actually. I have no idea.
In the moment.
Tap.
Yeah, right. Tap.
Kevin Millar.
I didn't realize he was banned.
I didn't know he was banned.
Yeah.
Yep, because he played in 94. He played for the
because he went from the independent league.
And then he actually played, and all the Players Association would not represent him and gave him the cold shoulder until obviously he won a World Series in 2004. But yeah, finished his career with the Blue Jays in 2009.
I find that rather odd that he's like the draw on the MLB Network now and he's not part of
it. Yep.
I was going to give a bonus clue and say he's still relevant in TV these days.
I thought the MLBPA thing was going to put it over the edge, I guess. Not.
I'll be honest, I had no idea that was the case.
I don't know that either. Controversial players, only the good ones, not like Barry Bonds or Clemens.
If you
ever played the greatest baseball game in history, MLB The Show. Yeah, The Show. He's actually a black man in it, and his player, I forget what they named him, but he's a black man with a blonde goatee.
Are you talking about Kevin Millar's character?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. They've changed. That's too funny. Like, Bonds was a John Dowd.
Yeah, and yeah. Dice K was, I forget who he was. Hold on. MLB The Show 2005, Kevin Millar. see who he was. And he was Anthony Freese.
Anthony Freese.
Black man with a blonde goatee.
Sounds just like Kevin Millar.
Yes. Right. Spitting it.
It would be that classy, just saying.
All right, we need a tough one here.
I'll go here. Let's see.
You go.
My big league debut consisted of a 3-game call up, but I got my ring. Sorry, I'll rephrase that. My big league debut consisted of a 3-game end of season call up, but I got my ring.
Delgado?
No.
Not a bad one because he didn't play too many years. He's still on the 1993 World Series team roster shirt that I had downstairs.
That's a catcher, right?
It blatantly says Carlos Delgado. Like he's the last player on that list, but he's there. All right, I'm good for another one.
Yeah, me too.
I hold the franchise record of 134 runs scored in a single season.
Ooh.
Sean Green?
Wow. Yep.
Wow. Nice. Yeah, that'll be good.
Congratulations.
You guys are quicker than we are.
That was a little different than your repetitive Sean Green clues, Mr. Key.
It was. It was. I did love me some Sean Green.
Okay. So it's our turn now to go back.
Points on the board here.
Points on the board.
So it's 5-0.
Right. Yeah, it's getting shameful.
Yes, it is 5-0. JBW over JJ. Before you curve on it?
We'll toss him a lob ball here. How about that?
Yeah, Alaska.
Okay, Mr. Rowan Gardner floated in.
famously had an altercation with Alex Rodriguez.
I know who it is.
John McDonald?
Yep. I already know who it is.
That's a good guess, though.
That is a good guess.
I just remember him running around the bases.
Yeah,
I mean, A-Rod, this was the time when A-Rod chirped to the infield fly, right? Mm-hmm.
That's what I was thinking. Was it Glaus?
I don't remember who it was, though.
I know exactly.
Well, who would have been playing shortstop? Who would have been playing shortstop when this happened?
McDonald, I think, was actually third base that game when that happened. No, I don't think he was playing shortstop that game. I think he was the third baseman.
Who would have been like?
I think it was a pinch hit situation.
Not Gonzalez.
Nope.
No.
Eckstein wasn't the shortstop at that point, but I feel
Escobar?
Like
it would...
hey, actually, Chris just smirked.
Was it Hudson?
You said that.
No. No, it's because Brandon
was that Yunel Escobar? David?
No,
David Eckstein.
was I right, Chris?
No.
Oh, okay.
I sent you all of my things were in the group.
Oh, let me see. I didn't see.
Hang on.
I lost that email. Just like I tell everybody at work.
I have it. I have the list.
Like this, okay. This happened, what, like 2010-ish again, right? So is this Scooter?
No.
There was Yunel Escobar. He was around that time because that's when he got traded to Marlins. Yeah.
He got traded after 12.
But he was with the organization for two seasons, I think. But he might not have been there yet.
I have three. Well, I'm not saying this happened in 2010. I'm just thinking in that era.
In that era, yeah.
Eckstein, Scudero, Escobar, McDonald.
Wasn't Adam Hill. Lynn. He was on
Adam Hill played second base. But anyway, we're just talking out.
I'm good for another clue.
You guys need some points. You got to work this out quick. Yeah.
Get your team shit together.
Was the first Blue Jays pitcher to wear a single digit?
Well, I mean, Stroman wore six, but I think you're going. Oh, yeah. I mean, I'll guess Stroman.
Further back than some of the
names. Wasn't Sean Markham?
Nope.
Dustin McGown?
Nope. McGown wore 29, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I think.
Markham wore 32.
No, just sorry. Halliday wore 32.
Fuck. Yeah,
Markham wore 28.
What number did Fraser? What number did Fraser wear?
27 or something?
No, I thought it was 50. I thought it was 54.
Yeah, 54. Jason.
Yeah.
Is it good old John Fraser?
No.
Casey Jansen.
No.
You're in the right part of the pool there in the deep end.
Brian Tallett?
Brian Tallett wore 56, Mr. Pornstache himself.
I'm so bad with numbers.
I'm just thinking names digit. Rather than the single digit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
think further back than Talent.
Whoa, 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 whoa!
No, that's fine.
It's like streaking right into the lawn. Yeah. You're just as bad as the Bills defense. Stop it.
Yeah,
we shall give no quarter. Okay,
not Josh Towers.
Josh Towers.
Was it Josh Towers?
Josh Towers. So was that on the? That was on the second one, Chris.
That was on the second clue.
Yeah,
what number did he wear?
Seven.
I'm so bad with numbers. I'm so bad with numbers.
The last clue would have been, was the best Blue Jays pitcher after Roy Halladay injured was injured with a broken leg. With a side note, was shit after that. Backer.
Yeah.
Josh Towers.
So, yeah.
And the player who broke played for the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that's right. Who was it? There's another trivia question. Yeah.
I guess that's my turn then.
Yes, it is.
All right. I was acquired from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Liriano?
Bautista.
No. Bautista. He wasn't from.
No, not Bautista.
That's the obvious one.
Yeah. Brad Lincoln.
Oh, good old Brad Lincoln.
Good guesses, though.
That guy.
From Pittsburgh. Hmm.
There's actually been a lot of trades with Pittsburgh over the years.
Yes.
I'm thinking this is a little bit further back than that, like, Brad Lincoln era.
You mean call me old?
That's coming up a lot tonight.
With Charrington in Pittsburgh, hopefully there's a few more. They got some relievers.
Yeah.
Reese McGuire.
No, good guess. That's a good guess.
A lot of hints.
That would have had no other clues. That would have no clue.
I'm ready for another guess myself. Yeah. Or another clue, sorry.
Yeah, pull my clues back up here again.
I thought we were going to get down the first one. He hit the clues already.
Yeah, no. 17. I played for 7 teams over a 13-year career.
Oh, damn.
7 See, that's teams.
That screams reliever to me.
Yeah. Hmm.
That's why I guess Lincoln.
7 teams over 13 years.
Yeah.
Hmm. And came from Pittsburgh.
It feels kind of good to be on this side.
Yeah. As he one-ups it. Don't worry, you'll be back on the hot seat soon.
Yeah, as I open up, like, all these Blue Jays references.
Yeah, he's just going like this for everything really quick.
All of a sudden, I'm looking at where players are born in their numbers. That's what I'm listening to.
Well, you heard my one last week about Kelly Gruber writing a book, right? Would have thought that.
That was the one where I was yelling at the screen. I think I did an interview
with
Mark Shapiro with Gruber when he was promoting that book or something. Because I was like, I know who that is. Come on! What the hell is the matter with you?
Where are all you on that one?
7?
Clearly, I'm doing very well for this evening, so I need to be quiet.
Oh, God. Ironically, there's only so many people yelling at us on Twitter, and they're all on all the time.
Yeah, getting broadcast. That's right.
Do we need the last clue, boys?
I think so.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah, give it to us.
This will dispel your line of thinking. 103 career home runs.
Ooh, so it's not a pitcher.
Plus, Brad Lincoln is absolutely amazing at the plate.
He's full on DeGromming.
Little
Cologne, for that matter.
Little more total Cologne action.
103 home runs, so he like wasn't horrible, great, but he wasn't great either.
Fizzled out maybe quickly.
It's tough when you don't even get a year range.
Yeah, I mean, I had to make sure that you guys didn't get this, so I picked one of my harder ones, right?
Oh, okay.
I didn't think he'd get the Marco Scudero so quickly.
That the year eight, that's what helped.
Yeah. You forgot he has a man crush on Marco Scudero.
I kid you not, he was my first jersey as a Blue Jays fan in 2009, and then he left, and I was crushed.
No!
That's why I don't buy jerseys anymore. Well, I just learned don't do it when they're in a walk year, right?
Yeah. Oh, well, don't worry, don't worry about it.
This is a tough one.
I don't even know.
This would require Adam or Craig getting up. I don't know how old Chris is, but
not as old as
But it's not only the fact of being a fan forever. This one is a clear deep dive too. Yeah, so it's not just it's not like saying Tony Fernandez or somebody.
Yeah, no. This is this one's a bit obscure. Are you guys ready? Can I tell you?
Yeah, I tap out.
Yeah. Okay. We're past the Rance Mullenix level, I feel like.
Orlando Merced.
Yeah,
Orlando Merced.
Oh, yeah. I remember
saw him. I saw him hit an inside the park home run against Oakland, I'm going to say, with the Toronto Blue Jays. It was like a ground ball that somehow got past the center fielder.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I remember thinking he was going to be one of those big signs that we all of a sudden just got.
And yeah. Well,
you know, we had to wait for somebody like Bautista to take that role. You know, it was that long.
Because he came with second baseman at the time, and I remember, you know, typical media was blowing them up as like, oh, it's a great trade, and then they both sucked. And
Eric James. Oh, sorry. All right, so I guess it's down to
four.
Yeah. All right. So I guess it's my turn. I'm going to say this player, in one season, he had 36 saves, but he still managed to have a 4.8 ERA.
PJ Ryan.
So he's it's not Barra.
Brandon Lee?
John Roush.
John Roush is famous for almost killing people, and you know, John Gibbons. Or no, it wasn't
John Farrell.
It was John Farrell that made, you know, helped him perform a striptease on Roy Halladay's lovely return to Toronto.
is that
that game? Brendan was too.
Yeah. Is that stat while this player played with the Blue Jays?
I cannot divulge or confirm or deny that information.
Okay.
Ken Giles.
That would be very Ken Giles, but that's not the answer.
It says a Mariner, maybe. Or an Astros.
Yeah. But being able to pull 36 saves, maybe early Phillies with that one.
You have a guess.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
Okay. Another two boys.
Next.
Relief pitcher.
Oh, I hope so.
Santiago Espinal.
Santiago Espinal. The legend grows. All right. I feel like you're going to get it on one of these next two answers, but I'm going to save the one with the award attached to it here for the last one. Made a character performance in the movie Moneyball.
You want to hear something messed up? For a guy that spends as many hours a day on baseball in my life, I have never watched that movie. Not once.
Really?
Wow.
Watched it this
character
weekend.
Character performance in Moneyball.
He was a player, but they actually purposely made a character that he's credited in the movie as this player.
Wish I knew whether that 38 saves came in a Blue Jay or not.
Chad Bradford.
Who had 38 saves? Like, what kind of guys had 38 saves in the Blue Jays? Or not necessarily for the Blue Jays, but.
It was 36, if that makes sense. 36.
But a 4.7 ERA.
Right.
I'm trying to think of guys in Moneyball here.
Yeah, like I said, I'm useless on that front.
It's not Casey.
The last clue, I'll David tell Justice. You defines the era. And I'm not going to say it was a big character.
Scott Hatterberg.
It's going to hurt your brain.
Kevin Euclid.
Jason Isringhausen.
Wasn't Jonah Hill, was it?
And it wasn't the lunchbox hero that looks like Jonah Hill.
Billy Koch.
You are 100% right with Billy Koch, sir.
There you go.
Very nice. Very nice.
So the final clue that would help define the era was he was actually the Rolaids reliever of the year in 2002 and had 90-something career saves as a Toronto Blue Jay.
Yeah. I would have got it on that one for sure, but this was kind of still a guess. But I'm glad it worked
I was
out.
Debating which one I did first, the Moneyball one or the define the era one. I felt like I was going to be a jackass if I didn't do it that way, and it would have been too easy with the defining the time frame with the last one. Love so, Billy Koch. I got him on a couple, you know, cups I got from the ballpark. They're still on my mantle on my fireplace.
He drove my father crazy. My dad would just lose his mind every time he'd come out of the bullpen.
Yeah, because it's like watching Jason Frazier. He's going to find a way to get into a giant jam and then weasel out of it somehow.
It sounds like Daniel Batista.
Exactly. Exactly.
Go Leafs.
Oh. Okay, boys. So we...
We got a one-point game.
Journal guys trail by 1 point. We are 5-4. Yeah.
Making it respectable here, at least.
So we're starting the order over again, right? So yeah. Tyson first right now. All right.
Evan, go.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm keep,
sorry, Evan's yeah. up. We're down by one, so I want to keep my shutout bill in here. So my harder one. First clue is that he was a highly touted Pirates prospect at one point.
Fucking Dave Parker.
No, not Dave Parker. I could have came up with the other Dave Parker, but no.
Damn it.
Highly toted. Reese McGuire. Highly toted.
I could have came up with a, hint for Reese McGuire, but I didn't do that.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. Wasn't Reese McGuire in their top 10 at one point when we traded?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can never hate mine, but he was like top 10. I don't know.
That Max Drew Hutchinson trade.
Max Pentecost.
Yeah.
No, not Max Pentecost.
I just look back at the notes. You're doing them dirty, and I love it.
I did too.
But no, this one's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went back and looked, and I was like, ooh.
Thanks, I need more. Yeah, I'm ready.
Want another one? Okay. He won an International League MVP and played 10 games with the Jays in the same year.
International League.
Oh, my God. I feel like I really feel like I should know this because I'm pretty sure I saw you here in town.
Motherfucker. I didn't know you were from the area, so pretty funny that this is one, but
yeah.
I'm still confident.
So he played how many games?
10.
10?
Yeah,
10.
I feel like I should be looking at Buffalo Bison's fucking rosters in the last years, a few years since the Blue Jays took him over.
He could be honorable, too. Yeah, we're not allowed
to Google. So he was, in the
infinite pool. I'm never going to Google anything right.
He was in the Pirate system, or came up in the Pirate system.
Yeah.
International League MVP, and then played in 10 games with the Jays that same year.
Correct.
Oh, mother. I feel like it's a first baseman. Is David Cooper?
No.
Because yes.
He was drafted by the
I love David Cooper. I honestly thought he was going to be like the next Johnny O.
Imagine.
I couldn't remember. Figure it's worth a stab.
Randy Ruiz.
No.
That's a good guess, too.
Up in the Pirate system. I'm out.
I got one more clue.
Yeah,
I think I'm in that ballpark.
He played one season in Japan.
One season in Japan.
Said him earlier, Brad Lincoln.
No.
He said one.
Brad Lincoln.
Yeah, and he can't say Munori Kawasaki because he played how many years in Japan?
Yeah, a lot.
All right, so he's International League MVP.
Came up in
the Pirate system.
It's an outfielder, I'm pretty sure. I'm trying to remember his fucking name.
See, without the International League MVP and whatever, I would say, like, wasn't Matt Stairs coming up with Pirates as well? But wouldn't have been. No, he played with the Pirates later on. That wouldn't make any sense anyway.
I didn't hear a timeline.
I didn't hear a timeline either.
It doesn't necessarily have to be anything recent.
It's not super recent. But like end of the Angry Bird era, if it's a guy out there again, I can't remember his goddamn name. I honestly want to say he was traded from the Rochester Red Wings to be a Blue Jay. trying to remember who. I remember he could hit bombs. If I'm even thinking the right guy.
He was traded from. You think he's traded from Rochester? Well, who's their affiliate?
I honestly think he played. At one point, he played with the Rochester Red Wings, and at the time, it would have been the Minnesota.
Right. So. That's right. If it went, if he went through the Pirates system, it would have to be the Pirates affiliate.
It didn't have to start with the Pirates, is what. You know what I mean? Okay. At one point, he was a Pirates prospect.
That would have prospect.
Nope, I got nothing.
I'm out. I'm not. I'm gonna be angry if it's who I think it is too, because I'm gonna hear the
just
name.
Say it, just say it.
Like,
just say it.
Fuck Dust Clip. I don't remember the name. I can't. Oh, it's like oh, ah.
describe him.
I just remember him being a hefty, not like you know, just full on monster. Like he could have been a wrestler.
Are you guys done?
Anyway, I'm out, Evan.
Yeah, I'm out.
Are you thinking of Matt Dean? It's not Matt Dean, but I think that's
it's not you, Matt Dean. You
know? Oh, no, Matt Haig.
Yeah, it's over though. Sorry, but yeah,
he already tapped out.
Yeah, it's Matt Haig.
Got it in after the. Yeah, I can't count it, Brendan. We already tapped out.
It feels less dick. Like a dick move now that he said it at the end. Like it was, it's like, oh no, you've all heard of
it. We didn't get it, but it was like, it was like getting my taxes in 5 seconds after midnight. It didn't work.
Yeah, minor league deal. And then, denied. I mean, the Blue Jays just, you know, they gave, it was funny because he was playing in AAA at the same time Colabella was, and they gave Colabella a chance. And then they just kind of left him down there a lot. Yeah. Won an MVP, though.
Yeah.
So you can tell grandkids about that, but yeah.
Yeah, that wasn't who I was thinking. Was it Baroa's? It wasn't Geronimo Baroa. That was what I was thinking. He played a year with the Blue Jays and went to Japan afterwards, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, Haig. I don't know when Haig. I don't know if he went there right after. He played for the Mariners right after. But yeah. No, I loved Haig. Because right. He kept his stance.
So what? Yeah. So I've got his second one in instant us. So Brendan, this is your turn for rebuttal. This is your second pick here, unless we have that.
Nicely done.
Your only second question, unless we have to go to tiebreakers.
All right, I'll go with this one. All right, first clue. It's a little bit of a longer one, so maybe it'll give it away in the first one. But I'm a reliever that played for the Blue Jays in one of the 2015 or 2016 season. I'm not narrowing it down. But didn't ever pitch for the team in the playoffs, despite being touted as a big piece for one of those teams.
Troy Hawkins.
Nope.
He didn't pitch in the playoffs, did he?
Yeah, he did.
Drew Storen.
Yeah, that's it.
I was just going to say
Drew Storen didn't play. Storen. He got hurt right before the playoffs, didn't he? Or did he get left off?
No, he got let go because he was so bad to start 2016.
Oh, right. That's right.
I hate
that. He did not going with that one because his name was said earlier, but it was like, oh, you know what?
So that was that on the first clue, Brendan?
Yeah. So we're nice down by two.
That was like six clues in one.
Yeah. That cancels out the early one. Now you're good again.
Yes. So we're down by one then.
We're down by two.
Yeah, we're down by two. We have five. No, wait, they have
is Chris giving us that point? Because if he is, we're only down by one.
Yes, see, Storen's still in my head because when you guys had that question last week about Mark
Lowe. We got to go for a replay.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I was yelling at the screen, Drew Storen, and then it was Mark Lowe. Oops.
All right, so serious question. Are we down by two or one here?
We're down by two.
I was going to say the official score is by two. We didn't. Unless we get instant replay and like 50 refs together.
I missed something.
No, it's all good. I don't know.
So, Corsair, it's actually your turn now.
No, it's not. Is it?
Wait,
Brendan just went.
It's somebody else.
Yeah. So it's Tyson's turn.
Tyson.
I was a high school draft pick, very high round draft pick, but I never started a game, and I was supposed to. I was highly touted to start a game, but I never did. I should rephrase. That was poorly phrased. I was projected to be a starter, but I never started a game.
Got it. Okay. So we're talking about a pitcher. Highly touted.
Or a very good second baseman.
Yes.
Never game. And he was drafted out of high school, you said?
Yeah.
guys have we had that were pitchers that turned to position players?
Started it. Yeah, because he didn't he just said started it. Well, like, does start mean he didn't start a game as a pitcher, or did he not start
in the
never
field?
Never started in the field. Game.
It doesn't necessarily have to be in the Blue Jays system.
Yeah.
I'm ready for clue two.
That's a lot of vagueness.
Yes, yeah, same.
It's a lot of information, but a lot of vague information.
He is
Anthony
second
Gose.
Round. No, not Anthony Gose.
Damn it.
He was drafted by the Blue Jays in the second round. And because you guys were all questioning it, he is a pitcher, but he never started a game. Drafted out of high school, but he never started a game, but he was supposed to. He was projected to be one, and it never panned out.
Drafted in the second round? Can you at least give us the year?
I'll give you a range. Sure. 2000, yeah. 2000 to 2004.
Brandon League?
It is Brandon League.
Nice.
Attaboy.
I know that because he was one of mine. Good thing we have backups.
Well, my next clue was going to be last name is found in almost every baseball movie title. So,
yes. Rookie of the Year.
No. We're all tied up now.
That is a tie ball game, my friend.
I got to come up with better players, man. Like, this is terrible.
So we only got three more players to go, or no, five more players to go for here before we had to eventually apparently settle some sudden death or something. So,
coin flip.
Corsair, it's your pick.
Good thing we have backups. All right. made it. This might be. All right. I'll start with the harder one. Won one World Series and was a three-time All-Star.
Won one World Series and was a three-time. And you're not specific about if that World Series was the Blue Jays or.
I am not specific about that.
Yeah. So that could be anyone.
Okay.
It limits it to too many people. Too few people.
No, I would want more than one. I don't know why this is good. I'm going to take a stupid guess just because it keeps going. Pat Hankin.
No.
Because he didn't pitch in 92, I don't think. No. But then did he win a title with the Cardinals? Can't remember if he was there.
He won the one in 93.
Yeah. But I wondered if he won a second. I'd
love Pat.
Otherwise, I'm ready for a second.
Yeah, I'm ready for a second.
No. We go in second clue?
Yeah.
Made his debut July of 1985. Looking at you.
Jesse Barfield? No.
No.
No, he would have been way before. No, he would have been before.
Yeah.
Ding.
Dave Steve.
No.
He would have been, how many All-Star games did he win? That was a stupid guess, right?
That's all good.
Did Steve ever win a World Series?
Well, and he debuted, I thought he...
Well, technically, I think he was on the roster in 92.
He was on the team.
That's where my brain was going, was like, I'm trying to think of some obscure guy that was on the roster in 92, 93 that might have picked up a ring. But I wasn't thinking about the rest of it.
Yeah, I think he got a contribution ring in 92.
Yeah.
It's like how Gibby got one this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For being an advisor.
How many beers did John Gibbons have to get the ring?
Not George Bell.
No. Debuted in 85.
Yeah, that's what I'm. My problem. I'm trying to think that far back.
One more guess. Tony Fernandez.
Nope.
You know what? He may not have debuted with the Jays though in 85. That's the kicker.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I will say that he did.
Okay.
90. Or 85, sorry, 85.
Still a few folks don't know
what I think.
Not Danny.
Next clue? All right. Last clue. He was the American League home run leader in 90 and 91.
Ninety
Danny won a World Series.
Lloyd Mosby?
Nope.
No, he would. No, he would be. No, he wasn't.
He's the Jays. It was with somebody else. I'm trying to remember who, like.
Debuted in 85.
McGuire did it in like 89. Else led the, oh, Cecil Fielder.
Correct.
There you go.
Ah, son of a bitch.
I was going to give it to you guys by saying there's royalty in the family.
Yes.
Yeah. So was that?
I forgot he was.
That's one. He wasn't. He wasn't. Yeah, he was.
I forgot he debuted
Kansas
with
City.
Him.
Yeah.
You guys got a sack fly to take the lead.
Could obscure.
No, that was only one. We were up by one, right? No, we were tied. We were tied. Yeah.
8-7.
Yeah. Remember, you didn't get that point.
I thought we were doing participation.
He's pushing the refs really, really hard here.
Yeah. Okay.
I still don't know which good point. We'll see how it goes. Right. Hopefully, it doesn't matter.
No, it's all good.
Yeah. So, Mr. Henderson, I think it might be your turn.
No, I went last.
It's Frank.
Yeah. I think it's.
I'm all off.
All right. Let's see here.
Oh. Boys, my computer is about to die, so I'm going to have to go back out to the garage, whether I like it or not, because that's where my charger is. So.
All right.
Good thing it's not our team. Yeah, I'll be.
Good thing we'll stay with you.
Yeah.
All right, you ready for clue one?
Yes.
Bring it.
I was traded to the Blue Jays along with a power-hitting third baseman in a four-player trade.
Okay, could have been. Did we sign Gloss? Yeah, or was he traded? We signed him, right?
No, we trade.
Actually,
because this could also be, this could also be a trick question. Who came over with Edwin?
Josh Reneke.
Is that it? No. No.
That's what I thought along the same lines there, Chris.
Nobody came over with Donaldson. It was just...
Was Roland alone?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
We sent Roland, though.
No, but we got him.
Yeah. Or we got Roland, too. But
Hang on. What? How was the question worded again? I'm all fucked up already.
I was traded...
and...
I was traded to the Blue Jays along with a power-hitting third baseman.
Oh, so it's not a third baseman.
So it's not the third baseman.
Yeah, it's not a third baseman. It's somebody that came with that power third baseman. I'm trying to figure out.
That's why I'm saying it. Like, nobody came with Donaldson, right? It was just Donaldson. Did anyone else come? But, like, would you phrase it, it was a power-hitting third baseman when Edwin came over?
Yeah,
I don't know.
See, yeah,
I would. But we only got Edwin and Reneke in that. I thought.
Yeah, I don't know if that would necessarily. Tyson's grinning
did
like a
moron. Acquire Corey Koski or did we assign?
We signed
Corey
him.
Koski.
I think we're on.
I
the
know
right
the answer. I know the answer because they gave it to me so that way we wouldn't have the overlap. And I'm like, oh.
Ouch.
Or maybe it's really easy and you're. Not getting out.
Yeah. All right, so the Blue Jays acquired a power-hitting third baseman. Let's just start there.
So let's try to figure out who this third baseman is.
It's not Roland. It's not Donaldson.
Not
Eddie. It's not Bautista. It's not Edwin. All right, so that knocks up those power-hitting third basemans off.
What other? So Gloss, but I'm pretty sure we signed Gloss, didn't we?
I'm pretty sure Gloss was a free agent signing.
I don't feel like it was.
I'm pretty sure we signed him. Because it was with... Who was he with before? It was the Angels, right?
The Angels.
Who came...
It's not like we got Tim Sockeye Salmon or anything in that trade. I feel like whoever it is, it's going to be a guy that like barely... They had like one good season and did nothing with it.
He was a power hitter, right?
So, no. The third baseman was a power hitter.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, so I'm trying to think of somebody else. I'm trying to think of major deals in which we acquired a third
baseman.
So
this is clearly before Edwin and Scott Rolen and those guys. So like...
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Early 2000s or 90s.
Anyway.
So who played...
I'm ready for another clue.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, give us another.
This might give it away. I realize it should have been a little tougher. Turns out shortstop wasn't my thing, and I never saw a day in the majors as a positional player.
Okay. He was supposed to be a shortstop.
Crap. This was what I was thinking about earlier.
He became opposite? A pitcher. He became a pitcher. Had to have. All right.
The only one that comes to mind, well, I do not believe was acquired via trade, was Sergio Santos, because he signed as a free agent.
He's smiling. What does that mean? Is that your answer?
Sergio Santos?
Is that your answer?
I'll go with it.
Yeah, it's Sergio Santos.
Yes! All right. So that was number two, Frank?
Sergio Santos.
Who did he come over with?
Yeah. He came over with Troy Gloss, from the Angels, from the Diamondbacks.
Diamondbacks!
Orlando Hudson and Miguel Bautista.
Yeah.
Right. Yes. That was a trade shit. There we go.
All right, then.
That was a good one.
Fun times. Good. Well played,
you
Frank.
You can tell this is getting down to the nitty gritty because now we're actually working together.
Yes.
Yeah, now we know that we have to say it with confidence. We can't just not Sergio.
Well, the only reason I thought of him was because of when they brought him back as a pitcher from the White Sox. And that was where I was going with my guess, because I remember he was a shortstop. Okay. Sweet.
We'll take it.
Well, was going to be my third clue. My third clue was it took me 8 years to get to the show, but I made it. Only this time as a pitcher, after one solid year closing in the Central, I was traded to the Blue Jays pitching out of their bullpen because he came back.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would go. Sure.
Mr. Key, I think that means it's yours we are in typical NFL weekend fashion here. We keep trading the lead.
We're up 9-8.
Yeah, you're up one now.
Do we go evil or more evil?
More evil. We need to win. This is your last guy. Yeah.
This player played for four teams in his major league career.
I mean, it's just a random.
I feel like there was more to it than that.
Yeah. A little bit.
Four teams in his big league career.
Aaron Hill.
No.
Yeah, I mean,
the next clue is fun.
I gotta throw a random guess in
Chris's
case I get screwed.
Chris's are cheeky and fun.
Yeah. I don't know. You already said Orlando Hudson. Let's repeat his name.
No.
It was a random guess. I got nothing else. Are you guys? Anyone got a guess?
No.
14.
Yeah.
I put out Hill. Like.
No. Nah. Had. Three stints with the same team.
Not necessarily the Blue Jays way to phrase that.
Tony Fernandez?
No, he came to us four times.
Was it four times? Fucking
okay. He quadrupled it.
Yeah. Played for the same team.
Three times.
Played for four teams. No, Rick, he played for too many teams. Because I think he made his way to the Athletics multiple times.
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys.
No.
No, he was twice. He came twice.
But he came did he come to the Jays three times, or he played for a team three times?
Had three stints with the same team. Sorry, we're on the second last round.
He's not saying.
Yeah.
That's
just fair.
Who else could be that be?
It's just the openness of the three team.
Yeah.
It could have been with the Blue Jays.
It could have.
But it
I feel like he went with the more evil, and it's not.
Chris, that was definitely the book more evil, just saying.
Here, and I'm an asshole.
We hired Chris to stir the pot.
I just can't figure out it's the three that's burning me.
Should we tell him why we actually hired you?
Because I'm adorable.
Chris picks fights with our Twitter followers, and we were like, that's funny.
Because you live 20 minutes from me.
Yeah. I don't know. Throw a random Otis Nixon. I don't know.
Ooh. No. That's not a bad one.
Ooh. Gotta do ooh.
Ooh, excited.
Came never know. You might throw out a random name and get it right.
Came back
you might.
Yeah. I'm ready to move on. Fernandez? No, he was nope, four times.
He was four.
Yeah. I'm ready for another clue.
Yeah.
In actuality, he was on five teams over his career.
That is more evil. I thought you were going to be nicer than that.
Well, after we got the last one down, we
okay. So hang on. So who played for the Blue Jays that also played for the Expos and the Nationals, or a team that like rebranded? Oh, seriously.
Or went overseas.
Yeah.
Or
that story.
Or went overseas.
Well, I'll help you with that. It was not overseas.
Thanks.
He was technically on five major league teams.
So I would think, I'm just trying to think of like how he has justified that shitty clue.
No, it's a solid clue.
It's not a shitty clue.
No, yeah. But I'm to say four.
You're gonna hate it when you hear it.
Hold on. I'm gonna be.
Don't be anything.
No, hold on. I just want you to repeat the clue. That's all. Just repeat the clue. In actuality,
he was on five teams over his career.
Okay, never mind. I have nothing to clarify.
Okay, so it's Expos Nationals.
Is this my guess? That's where I'm just trying to think of like what could that four or five team
so
be?
So far out.
You guys are thinking.
I am. Well, part of me thinks the career thing over his career, like as a player, I would.
Or it could be another line of thinking is like is it the Los Angeles Angels and the Anaheim Angels of Los Angeles and the whatever else like it.
Did you say play for five different teams or a part of five different teams?
I will repeat one last time.
Yeah, thank you.
In actuality, was on five teams over his career.
I'm just thinking like a manager. Oh my god,
that's kind of what I was thinking. Like
the rule was players, so it's a player.
Okay.
It's gotta be something
exposed. You guys
sure
you're gonna be mad?
Yeah,
probably.
Chris, to your question, we would regard those two Angels teams as one team because it is the same team.
Okay,
that's the same team.
Yeah,
fair enough.
So it has.
I'm just trying to think of how that's. Yeah, like
I think even in baseball, does the Nationals and the Expos? I think they count as one team. Those players that transferred over.
So was there any other teams that changed? That is the question.
The Florida became the Marlins.
Oh.
Like the Miami.
They did.
So maybe that way.
I think we all just need to shut up for a second.
No, did Zahn have three stints with? No.
Did Henderson Alvarez?
No.
No.
But he was too late to play on Florida.
David Phelps.
Josh Johnson?
No.
Jose Reyes.
No.
Okay.
You guys tapped out?
One second.
Emilio Bonifacio?
No. No. Spanish Greece? For can't lay down a fucking bunt.
No, because if you're gonna use the Marlins, you got to go back to.
I got my beers to hear that joke.
Okay, but I'm pretty sure we've established it's Florida and Miami.
So you got to go back to the '90s. Or yeah.
AJ Burnett.
No. Remember, he had.
He had three stints with one team. I feel like it's a relief pitcher. But it could be wrong. Like it could be infielder.
You could be right as well.
I'd say your odds are 50-50.
The issue.
I'm just gonna,
the issue is the three.
I'm just going to be this guy. Chris is on the inside right now, or outside, looking nice and prim and proper. Inside, he's going.
But the issue is the three teams. It's who? What team did he go to three times? But he played for five.
I say just tap, guys. Do this to yourself. You're going to be pissed.
You're so mad. You're going to be so mad.
All I'm hearing is I'm getting fucked in about 5 seconds.
I'm giving you an olive branch.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know.
Before we tap out, give us the initials. It won't count as the point, but this is driving me nuts. Are we tapping out, guys?
Yeah, I'll tap.
What are the initials?
M-N.
MN.
Okay, now really think about the clues. So, and it's the first and the third clue that are going to give it to you. This player played for four teams in his major league career. In actuality, he was on five teams over his career, which means he did play for one, which was the Toronto Blue Jays, which means it is Mike Napoli.
Yes.
God damn it!
You know the funny thing is, I was that guy that was teed up like with a bunch of shitty Mike Napoli jokes for the last like hour and a half, Chris, because I knew you were gonna be that dick.
Oh, wow. Which team did he do three stints on?
Texas.
Texas. Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. I would have never gotten there. Wow.
Yeah.
That would have been
like,
the evil.
There's no like really good Blue Jays clues because he didn't play for them.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, go
with your guy who played one game.
Yeah. Now you definitely now you can definitely take Matt Hagg and shove it up your ass.
Yeah, I don't feel bad at all.
So we are
this
up.
This next
by one
was
one
the
two.
Third base coach.
One.
For the one? AAA. Okay.
All right. So we need to get this one from Chris.
We need some points here.
Yeah.
We're technically up by one.
Yeah.
All right. So we need a couple here to make ourselves comfortable.
Okay, sure.
All right.
Fair enough.
Mike Napoli.
What's the score? We're down here.
We're down by one.
You're down by one.
We're down by one, but in actuality, we're down by two.
Yeah.
And a party at Napoli's.
Yeah, okay.
And I hate
I had two. It's my turn, right? We're at the last round here.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Had two stints with the Blue Jays.
Two stints with the Blue Jays.
Mm. J-Hap.
Technically, Roy Halladay.
Yes.
Technically.
Because he did sign a big contract.
I'll pull out something like that.
That would have been the guy that did that right there. This man right in the middle right now, Chris Henderson, would have to get back at us on a Napoli joke right there. That would have been the one right there.
Yeah. Two stints with the Blue Jays. Shannon Stewart.
Oh, good guess.
I'm going to need question or clue number two.
Yeah,
I'm
me
not
too.
There yet. Yeah. Hold on. All right, fine. Fuck it. We die together. Go ahead.
They feel comfortable.
Go ahead.
Okay. Never hit a big league home run.
All right.
Never hit a big league home run. Come on. Even Minoru Kawasaki hit a fucking home run.
Awesome. Two cents for the Blue Jays. Never hit a home run.
Literally, this could be a pitcher. I'm just talking. This could be a swerve.
Yeah. It could be a swerve. Be a pitcher. It could be.
Your name's really over here. But...
This could be a swerve. Like, now we got to think of hitters, but it's actually a pitcher.
Yeah. That would have been, you know what? I wish I would have done that. Like, that would have been.
I wish I was that clever.
Yeah.
I wish I had done that now.
You didn't say if he never hit a home run over his career or just with the Blue Jays?
I said I wish I would have said that, but what I said was he never hit a league home run.
Oh, okay. So he didn't hit a big league home run. So he might have played one game, or he might have played 15 years and never hit one.
Right.
No, two stints.
Two stints. So he could have played two games.
Had a career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minor league call up. September call up for 2 years in a row.
All right, so two stints with the Jays.
Two stints with the Jays.
Oh man.
See, I don't think that would be like a call up and then sent down. No, I think if you're saying a stint, I would say that that's like
clarify that. There was another team
involved. Okay. Never hit a big league home run.
Not gonna lie, boys, I'm from the no fucking clue.
Tough.
It's tough.
We've been kind of tough in general. This is it's been tough to be here.
It has.
This has been definitely more violent this episode than last week's. Last week was like the soft version of, hey, let's play guess that Blue Jay. You know what? Fuck it. You know, everything's great. Wonderful. Come and watch the game. And this week we're like, and cutthroat.
So he actually played for the Jays.
Twice.
It's not like he was signed to the minor league system or whatnot. He
no, no, no.
no,
no.
He was two J's.
Big league. Appeared in the big leagues for Blue Jays in two different
teams. You gotta think that it's like a utility player or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my first thought was my search tourist, but I don't know if there was a gap in between. He came back.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that he left.
Yeah.
That was not a bad one, actually, because he was technically gone, right?
I don't think that guy signed.
He hit home runs, though.
It wasn't his tourist. He did. I think I remember one home run from him.
Yeah.
Did David Eckstein ever hit a home run for the Blue Jays?
I think he did hit one.
No, well, it was over his career. He never hit a home run.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it couldn't have been. No, never mind.
Because he had a couple big ones for the Angels.
It's not anything stupid like Craig Grayback, is it?
Good guess, but nope.
I'm ready for the last clue.
Yeah, that'd be pretty volatile, but
yeah.
Okay, last clue is he has a World Series ring.
Oh boy.
Dear God.
As a player?
Born in Alaska.
As a player.
As a player. As a player. Born in Alaska.
Now is it Otis?
No, but that's a good guess. Because he didn't hit very hard.
Oh, my God. I don't think he actually ever – you might – Chris, he might not have ever hit a home run in his major league career.
I think he hit he definitely, one or he didn't two, have two stints. Not many. Not many.
Didn't hit any home runs, has a World Series ring, doesn't necessarily have to be with the Blue Jays.
Can almost guarantee it wasn't with the Blue Jays.
Yeah.
Otis Nixon hit 11 career home runs.
Over Max career year, 1 year was seven, two.
17 year career, yeah.
Career year home runs, two.
5,800 career plate appearances in 30.
Yeah, but say how many contacts runs that man generated in his career.
Oh, yeah, no.
It's probably not.
Not a power hitter at all. When you're bunting as the last out of the World Series, you know you're not a power hitter.
I'm going to throw one out there. Manuel Lee.
It's a good guess, but it wasn't Manny Lee.
Adam and Brendan, you got to start throwing something out there.
I don't even know like what era to go off of or anything like that.
I've got a bonus clue after if you tap.
I'm personally tapping.
No.
Sounds like
no.
A tap.
Adam's far too competitive to tap.
I know.
He knows we need that extra point.
Yeah.
After what happened this weekend.
Oh, now you're going to play defense.
Yeah.
Somebody has to. Oh, my God. I just can't think of anybody that we had that got on base like a clip that would have stuck around at all and didn't hit any home runs.
Hit a home run. Like even friggin' Russ
it's
Adams
be a
hit a couple
third,
of home runs.
Second base or a shortstop.
Russ Adams did.
Or a or really backup. Crummy backup outfielder.
Well, I was also thinking backup.
We're not having a Charlie O'Brien sighting, are we?
No.
Do we have a tap, gentlemen? A
bullet and all.
Greg Myers.
Greg Myers hit almost 30 home runs one year.
I got nothing. I was going to say. I was going to say Johnny Mack.
Ken Huckabee.
No, not Ken Huckabee.
Damn it.
John Mack hit a home run. He hit a home run on Father's Day.
Yeah. Guillermo Quiroz. Right,
yeah.
So I got nothing. I'm tapped.
You guys tap?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, what's this clue? What's this clue?
Yeah, here's my bonus clue, but this doesn't count for points.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
He is a Canadian-born player.
Congratulations, that didn't do shit.
Yeah.
And I'll clarify this time that he won the World Series ring with the Blue Jays.
That's true. There was a Canadian born player on one of those days. He goes to the black. The problem is you only got one of them, Chris. It's probably the other one.
Yeah, I only have 92 here, so... I don't see anybody jumping out.
Come on, Chris.
I was born in 92, so I have no idea.
Oh, that's gross. Oh, man. All right. Well, it was Rob Butler.
Of course.
Oh, my God. I should have. Well, that was my last one.
Yeah, no doubt.
Rob freaking Butler.
It's bells right now.
I thought the guys
we had a bunch of jokes about that one, too.
I thought the guys my age would remember Rob Butler. Like, I thought Corsair and Craig would remember him.
What are you trying to say?
That I'm old, like
that's a bit.
I'm not old enough, apparently.
Very, very not.
Hey, man, I'll be 38 in April, so I'm probably the old guy in the room here.
That's all right. That's all right.
You got me by a few months, probably, Chris. That's about it.
Hey, I'm joining some of you guys in the 30s next month. It's crazy.
You got a year on there.
Oh, good, dirty 30. And then, of course, we got all these college students with us.
Yeah,
hey, boys, drink up.
Yeah. Once you guys hit that 35 mark. Now. It's like, I think I should grow a beard.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll be able to have one of those.
One of these days.
You just stare at the mirror. I'm gonna do it.
Like on your 35th birthday, you're like, yeah, I'm gonna make the move.
Today's
especially one of those things that's born out of mutual fuck it. You know, it's like, you know, you look in the mirror and yeah, okay.
This isn't getting any better.
That I can cover up. Is going to be the best, but like yeah. The less that you see. Yeah.
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 You want people to be like, is he young under there? Probably. Yeah.
So that's why you have it, Adam. I got it.
Yes, of course. All right, Greg.
So I guess I got to be there and go to the one that I had to come up with on the fly here because, you know, I'm not even going to stump my own gang with this one because I was banking originally on the fact that you guys wanted to do it on your home show and I was going to be the dick that threw Brad Fulmer back at you. So I'm going to go with a new one here and I'm going to start. Oh, I made it up while we were goofing around while it was one of our last turns.
Gotcha.
So debuted with the Blue Jays and played for 6 Major League Baseball teams over 13 seasons.
Wow.
6 teams over 13 years and debuted with the Blue Jays.
Only one.
No.
That's super vague.
Okay, so 16.
Trying to establish that he actually was a known player by 13 seasons.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all you get. You're not getting what freaking Brendan threw at us last week with Scott Schoenweiss.
Yeah, that's dirty.
I didn't put him down. I guess.
Okay, oh, that's so right. You actually got that one right.
Yeah.
Who was the one that was the dick that brought that one up last week? What was that?
That was me. That was me.
Oh, that was you.
Yeah.
I thought I heard a name come through. Own it.
I do own it. Yeah.
Remember, you're trailing for one, so you could get the next clue.
Right.
And still manage to win.
13 years, but 6 teams. So bounced around probably towards the end, but could have been the middle.
We might as well get I'm going to say Matt the next Stairs. Clue. Might as well get the Matt next clue Stairs. Because we could still win, right?
Matt Stairs is not correct, but yes. But to that point, the next clue would be for the win, if you could manage to figure it out.
Yeah. Let's go to the next one.
Happen on that question. So the next one would be, where did it go? I lost it. Sorry, building suspense. All right. Led the league in hit by pitches, passing Ed Sprague's club record.
Reed Johnson?
Only trailing Carlos Delgado in that season.
Reed Johnson?
I think you got it.
I should have gave him the Delgado part and I said that, the hit by pitches.
It was the hit by pitches.
No one ran 0 to 90 faster than that guy.
Yeah.
The last clue, just to be that guy, was he was known for being a lineup igniter and having the biggest wad of chewing tobacco in his mouth on the planet.
I would have gave it away.
Yeah, I was trying to use that question to force more fun. So, unfortunately, I'm gonna be that guy. Unfortunately, hands it to the Jays Journal guys here with a win. So unless we want to go to sudden death or something, we ran longer than I thought we were going to. But take the W.
We'll give it to him just this once.
Until we meet again.
Yes.
We'll have to do this again, guys.
Yeah, for sure.
It was a good time.
Yeah, it was very, very fun. And so Blue Jays fans, as I wrap it up here, we're going to obviously still be in two-week protocol here unless there all of a sudden is movement in the Major League Baseball. Owners locking out the players. There's some movement going on, it sounds like, but it doesn't sound like enough to really make a deal happen. And it's kind of pissing me off. And just like everybody in this collective of fun that we have here this evening. Special thanks to our buddies here at Jays Journal. Is there anything you guys want to mention real quick before we wander off the air here?
You guys got Twitter handles you want to throw out there or anything?
Yeah. Show the gang how to get a hold of you.
Well, we post quite a few content pieces in the morning, and I just encourage everyone to go over and read Jay's Journal as well as keep tuning into your guys' podcast. This is a lot of fun, right? And even when you guys aren't doing these type of things and during the season, it's a good time to watch your guys' podcast. So I just appreciate you guys having us on here, and definitely just for everyone out there, just, keep reading the Blue Jays, keep cheering on the Blue Jays, keep coming to the Jay's Journal, keep watching the podcast, and let's get through this long. Sign a third baseman or trade for one and let's go for it.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I agree with the let's go for it thing.
Very diplomatic.
And obviously,
so I'm at Baseball for Brains, is my baseball number four brains, Jay's Journal. What else can I promote? ChrisHendersonMusic.com.
This is a shameless self promoting part.
Yeah, make sure you check out all the contributors. I mean, I've been around for a long time, so make sure you check out some fresh voices that we have, like Evan and like Frank, and we have lots of actually some fresh voices at Jay's Journal these days. So it'd be nice to hear some different opinions, different voices, and hopefully we've got some baseball. The one thing I will say is that talking to a friend of mine who does have some minor intel, he said that they were told to start preparing for spring training, like it's going to happen on time. So anything
let's
or not?
Tell's good.
Yeah, let's hope that maybe they're just trying to get me to go away. I don't know, but
just take this and shut up.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, how is Ross Atkins doing, by the way?
Oh, good times.
Still not taking my calls.
Frank, you want to the gang know where to find you?
Yeah, find me at my name, F. Perillo 12, is my handle. Trying to post what we can regarding Jay's Journal. Just keep reading. Like Chris said, a lot of fresh new faces. Hopefully this lockout ends soon. And thanks for having us, guys. It's a good time. Pumped to do this again.
Evan, you have your moment of shameless self-promoting here, just like everybody else,
yeah.
If you want it.
No, it feels good. If you want to check me out, I think it's JiggyBats10 on Twitter, which is topical. I just do my best to be myself and be funny and professional at the same time. And I'm writing this one right now about the best Jays uniforms ever. And if you want to hear me talk about how much I love the black uniforms, just like I know everyone else loved at the time and still do, of course, yeah, be sure to give that a read because they're one of my favorites ever.
Yeah, just to make sure and that the T one was actually your favorite, right? The one year we had that, and it's of course two of the best years of our best players ever. Get immortalized in those jerseys.
When I was like 10 years old, the bird with the bicep was my iPod lock screen for like probably a good 2 years. That's how much of a sick mind I got. But it's all seriousness. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. I learned a lot. I don't know if you got that, but you smell the wood cooking. But
Mike Napoli played for 5 teams.
Yeah.
No.
It was all five teams.
Played for four.
Five teams.
In actuality.
Yeah.
The cause effect there. So, yeah. My JBW buddies, is there anything you guys want to get off your chest before I wrap it up?
Nah.
I have a feeling we're going to be back next week.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I sure as shit hope so because I missed doing this every week.
There's some things moving. I think there's things to talk about, so we could discuss it.
Yeah. So to Chris's point, as soon as the MLB lockout is actually legit over, we will be back to being a weekly podcast. And apparently we have 4 new people that we're going to make sure we include in that fold when we do come back to being here every week. As mentioned, we are the official podcast of Jay's Journal and part of Fansided. Make sure you listen in, check us out here live when we're doing and then when you listen to our wonderful, fun, unfiltered shenanigans that you get when we're on our show, make sure you listen wherever you get your podcasting pleasures for. And for the 4 people that are in the room here that haven't been, we always end with 2 claps and a Ric Flair. So on the count of 3, 2 claps and a Ric Flair. 1, 2, 3.
Woo!
Let's go, Blue Jays. End the lockout. See ya.
Thanks, right. Fellas.
Thanks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.